First card has to do with the body. Something you want to heal, change, or perhaps love. First card is about the body. Engage it. Let your body tell you what it needs. It will. Take a moment and focus on it. Perhaps you need to move your energy in the body from the first three seals to the fourth seal. That's about beginning love. If you focus for a moment on your body, you'll know. When you are ready, number two card is to represent a lack that you possess. You'll understand what the lack is when you will understand what its associations are. If there is something that you do not have, indeed you do not possess, that irritates you when you see that quality or faculty in another, or causes jealousy, resentment, and possessiveness in you, that it is possessed in another, that's your lack. You do not lack what you do not know. You only lack what you know. Students must learn, as it were, that their cup runneth over, that indeed, that there can be no emptiness in regards to lack within them. Otherwise, there are certain doors that will remain closed to them when it comes to the great work. So I want you to be humble enough, to be great enough, to find your lack. It's something that you envy or are jealous of or desire to possess that is a possession or a faculty that belongs to someone else. This is what you need to experience most. That is number two card, a lack. You are to draw it, to color it squarely and evenly. Number two card. If you've closed your eyes and focus upon the people in your life, every one of them, and what is it that they possess that you don't, you'll clearly find it. Card number three is about fear.